Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kira. How may I assist you?
Hello.
Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kira. How may I assist you?
Yes. Hang on just a second here. Okay. Thank you so much. I have a charge on my MasterCard, Bank of America. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. I have a charge on my MasterCard Bank of America for $59.89, Better Health Lines. And I don't know what that is for. That's why I'm calling you.
Okay. So can you provide me with a zip code?
36867. Thank you very much for your help.
No problem. You are so welcome. Okay, can you give me a first and last name, please?
My name is Rita, R-I-T-A. Last name is Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-D-T.
Okay, so I see here where you entered for a mixer, a contest entry for a mixer.
Yes, I did. Yes, on that same day for $2, I thought.
Yes, ma'am. So and for that mixer, it was a $2 entry, but to stay entered into that contest entry, that sweepstakes, they enrolled you in the Bites Hub meal planning, which is that $59.89 that you see.
Oh no, I wasn't interested in that.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize that that's what it was. I thought it was $2 for the mixer. Yes. Can you credit that? Because I'm not interested in that.
Okay. So since that you looks like that you did it on the second. So are you doing it on the
fourth? It was the fourth, April the 4th.
Okay, say April 2nd here, so I'm not sure, because it does say April the 2nd, 2022.
Okay. Well, I don't know, because anyway, we're talking about a two-day difference. I was under the impression that I entered it on the 4th, and then I saw it on my statement on the 4th. So I kind of thought that's what it was, but I wasn't sure why I was being charged that.
Okay, so the reason why you see it, you actually placed it on the second, but the reason why you see it on the fourth is because that's probably when it officially took the money out of the account on the fourth. It's probably still pending.
Okay. Well, I want that credited. I'm not interested in being in the sweepstakes.
Okay, so by you doing it on the 2nd, you just not calling it on the 19th, they are going to charge you a $5 convenience fee.
Okay, I've been out of town. But if you're going to charge $5 convenience fee, that's okay. If you'll just credit, $54.89?
Mm-hmm, it'd be $54.89, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, and I certainly intended to call earlier, but, yeah, whatever.
Okay, so I do got that $54.89 back into that account. Just allow us three to five business days to get back into that account, okay?
Okay. So you have to charge that $5?
Yes, ma'am. It's for the $5 for a convenience fee, because if you look at it, you've had it either probably around about 2 weeks. You waited 2 weeks before you called and canceled it, or ran about almost close to that month to where this is about to be a new recurring charge.
Okay, that's okay. If you'll just credit the 5489, that will be fine. And you said it will be 3 to 5 days?
3 to 5 business days, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I really appreciate your help with this, okay?
No problem. You're welcome. Would you like your
Okay.
confirmation number?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so it'd be
Okay, I
C as
have
in
it.
Charlie.
Okay.
920
Okay.
505
Okay.
866.
866. Okay, so okay, providing I see that credit on my charge card, everything is good and we're all set, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You must be one of their only workers. I waited a long time to talk to you.
Yeah, we are kind of like short of staff, and then we are has been very busy today. So yeah.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much. I really appreciate your help.
You're so welcome, and you have a great day, okay?
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.